This is Callender's James Webster on the seafront in Scarborough, where we've just witnessed a beautiful tribute to the late Sir Jimmy Savile, as his coffin has been taken on a procession around the seaside town here on his last journey to be buried at a cemetery here in Scarborough. And after the huge crowds which lined the streets yesterday for Sir Jimmy's funeral, well, there were more crowds here in Scarborough, people who travelled from some distance to be here, and many people from the town itself, because Scarborough was a town that was very important to Jimmy. He spent a lot of time here. As I'm talking, I'm standing not very far from the flat he had, which overlooked the bay here. And as he was taken very slowly around the seafront road here in Scarborough, people stopped, traffic stopped, and there was applause as his gold-coloured coffin was carried behind another hearse, completely full of flowers. Many people telling me that they just wanted to be here to pay tribute, to witness his final journey and share their own memories of him. I was chatting a short time ago to Scarborough's town crier, who was here in his head-to-toe red official ceremonial dress. And he decided that he wanted to turn out because he'd been involved in some of Sir Jimmy's fundraising, and he wanted to remember that. Another lady who met Sir Jimmy shortly before she was taken to hospital by him when she was due to give birth many years ago. Everybody seems to have a story to tell, a memory of Sir Jimmy, and that's why so many people turned out here. It really was a beautiful sight to see his funeral cortege moving through the town here on what is really quite a grey day. But from talking to people, the memories of Jimmy, who couldn't have been less grey in his very colourful suits, and their memories too equally colourful. And we'll have all the details from his final procession and his burial service, which is taking place this afternoon on Callender tonight at 6 on ITV1.